imagine? Can you imagine standing before Jesus, a righteous God? I can only imagine what it would be for a sinner like me to be in the presence of a holy God.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine. Thank you so much, Sister Stephen, for that wonderful rendition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Reverend Teasley would have called on me to share when you have so much talented preachers among you. but I do consider it as a blessing.
I'm humbled
to be able to share the word of God with you.
Amen.
And every now and then, it just amazes me how good God is.
Amen.
It's just one of those blessings that just blow your mind to know that God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that he would send his only son to die for you. And that's one of those, that is a blessing I do not take for granted or take it lightly. I do want to invite your attention quickly to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. We'll read a few verses from Romans chapter 5. We'll read the first four verses from Romans chapter 5. The first four verses. When you have found it, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You guys are sharp. Verse 1 of Romans chapter 5 reads, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith in this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience." Verse 4. "And patience experience, and experience hope." I would like to speak to you on the subject, Christ did it. Christ did it. The book of Romans is called the Constitution of Christianity. It's a Christian manifesto. This book was written from Corinth during Paul's third missionary journey. You see, this book begins with a broad perspective. It looks at the life of a savior in the Old Testament. Review Paul's ministry to date. And survey the religious history of the Gentile church. It also deals with the fundamental principles of salvation. You see, salvation includes five key elements. Justification. Redemption, reconciliation, sanctification, and glorification. Paul writes this letter to the church in Rome during a time when they were experiencing great trials and tribulation. And so Paul begins this epistle in chapter 5. Paul says, "Therefore," that word "therefore" is reaching back to previous contents. You see, in chapter 4, he talks about justification by Abraham. And he's saying to these guys, justification is not by ordinances. It is not by the law.
That's right.
It is by faith. You see, that word faith, the writer in the book of Hebrews says, it's the substance of things hoped for.
Yeah, yeah.
The evidence of things not seen. In verse 6, it says it's impossible to please God without faith.
All right.
The prophet Habakkuk says, the just shall live by faith.
Uh-huh.
Paul to the church to Corinth, he says, we walk by faith.
Yeah.
And not by sight.
Yeah.
And so Paul says here, therefore being justified, The word justifier is from a word that simply means an announcement, a pronouncement of a favorable verdict. It is God who declares us righteous and not man.
That's right.
So when Paul's right in chapter 5 and he says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Yeah. That word peace would suggest there was war.
That's good.
We oftentimes say the absence of war is what? Peace. So Paul says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Now, can I take you back to Genesis? Because in the book of Genesis, when God created Adam and Eve, and Adam sinned and plunged into sin, and man became enemy to God.
Mm-hmm.
Man and God is now at war.
That's right.
Because no more can a sinful man stand in the presence of a holy God.
That's
right. So man and God is now at war. So when Paul says you are being justified by faith, now you are peace.
Right.
So we who were cut off from God because of our sinful nature, because of who we were and what we did, we were far from God.
Right.
We were enemies of the cross. But here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. The Savior of the world.
Yes.
The one who redeemed us from our sins.
Yes.
The one who rescued us from hard and fallen ways.
Yes.
The one who brought us back to God.
All right.
Paul says, therefore being justified.
Uh-huh.
By faith. Not of works.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of us, we are good workmen.
Mm-hmm.
We are talented at with our hands.
Yes.
So Paul wants the church in Rome to understand it's not of works.
Yes.
So ain't you get up in here and brag and boast. I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Not of works. Lest any man should boast.
Yes.
It is Jesus who did it.
Right.
So Paul says, therefore, being justified by faith, we, Mark,
yeah,
oh wretched sinner, oh ghetto boy, you don't understand. We, inclusive, our legacy, all of us who are sitting here, we have peace with God. The word peace is from a word, io. It's not a word that means quiet.
Right.
Contentment. It is a word that deals with reconciliation. So what Paul is saying, God has bind us together.
Right.
He has brought us back to God.
Mm-hmm.
So we are knitted together.
Yeah.
We are connected now with the Father.
Right.
For in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, all of and come short of the glory of God. So what Jesus did, he reconnected us back to the Father.
Yes.
So Paul says we have been justified.
All right.
By faith.
Mm-hmm.
We have been brought back into fellowship with the Father.
Yes.
You don't understand what it means to be disconnected from the source. Disconnected from the Savior. I don't know about you guys. A lot of you guys grew up in Christian homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, street guys didn't have any parents at home to monitor or to see to it that you grow up in the right way and steer you in the right direction. You don't know what it is to not having a father directing your path.
Mm-hmm.
Not having a father in the house to look up to. A father to say, Daddy, teach me the way of manhood. We were far from God.
Yeah.
We knew nothing about manhood. We were just living.
Right,
living anyhow. No direction. Nobody to steer us into righteousness. Disconnected. Paul says to the church, you have been justified. You have been brought back into fellowship. And now you have peace with God, because the war is over.
Yeah.
You see, we were fighting a war that we could not win.
Yeah.
How can you fight against God and win? The war is over. We have peace now with God. We can talk to God. We don't have to hide our... Some folks, when they are at war, you have to hide. You cannot walk straight because someone is looking for you. The enemy wants you. So you have got to be careful. Constantly looking over your shoulder. No peace.
Yeah.
But Paul says that war is over. It's over. It's done. Now you have peace with God. And in verse 2 he says, not only do you have peace with God, but it says, by whom we also have access.
Right.
Access. By whom we have access.
Yeah.
So justification gives us peace in God. But not only do we have peace, he says, now we have access. That word access is a compound word.
Teach.
It's a word from the Greek with prosagogo. Pros means facing. Ago means bring in or introduce. So when Paul says we have peace with God, the idea behind this word is a person would bring a third party and present his friend to the third party.
All right, bro.
You don't understand. You're missing this. That's what Jesus did for us.
Yeah.
He brings us and he presents us before the Father.
Yeah.
And he says, Daddy, this is the one I died for.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is the one I shed my blood for. He presents us righteous.
Yeah.
So when God sees us, he's not looking at a thief. He's not looking at a... He sees a righteous person covered under the righteousness.
Thank you, Father.
So God doesn't see a liar anymore.
Mm-hmm.
A honest person, someone who's hatred, full of hatred. What he sees, he's a righteous person.
Yeah.
Because we are covered under the righteousness of God. So he says we have access.
Yeah.
I don't need to wait on Cynthia to get in my house. I have. Oh Lord God. Help me, Jesus. I have access. So I don't need to wait for her. I have access. I can make a withdrawal without her signature. We have access. I don't need her to show up because I have access. Some of us don't understand that in Jesus we have. We don't need a priest to petition God for your shelter. You have access. You can call on God. No mediator. Don't need to go for that anymore because Jesus has made it possible for me to have access to the Father. I don't need anyone to talk to God on my behalf. I don't need an appointment.
Oh Lord Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
He says you have access to the Father. So I can call on that Jesus and God anytime. I don't need to wait. If I'm going through a crisis now, I can ring heaven's phone now. I can take up the phone and say, God, I need you.
Yeah.
I need your help now.
Yeah.
Access. Mm-hmm. He says we have access. Because we are justified, we have access. But then Paul says, look at verse 2, he says, wherein we stand. We have access by faith in this grace, wherein we stand. The word stand is in a perfect tense.
Unpack it.
It's in a perfect tense.
Yes.
So I am forever
standing
in the presence of God.
Yes.
And the devil, oh Lord Jesus, my position is permanent.
Yes.
I'm standing
yes.
on the
solid rock. Yeah. I'm standing with Jesus. No matter the storm that blow, I am standing. I may lead.
No, Lord.
But I'm standing because he says I have access.
Yeah.
He takes me and he presents me before the Father. Uh-huh. And I'm positioned here. Permanent.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, I've sinned sometimes.
All right.
I've messed up sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm still standing.
Yeah.
Because it's permanent.
Yeah.
It's not temporary.
Yeah.
It's some more, Lord.
That's a good word.
Wherein you stand.
Yes.
Stand, church. Mm-hmm. On the promises of God.
Yeah.
Don't allow the devil to distract you.
Yeah.
I move you from where you are. Stand on the promises of God. The hymn writer says, I'm Christ. Solid rock I stand. While on the ground is sinking sand.
Yeah.
I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but I lean only on Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Stand.
Hallelujah.
He says we stand.
Good word.
And rejoice in hope. People talking about the lottery. There's a home prepared for you, Snoat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a home for you, Cynthia.
Yeah.
Maintain us free.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Oh.
Hope and anticipation.
Yeah.
Someday I'll see the Savior. Soon and very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope makes not ashamed. I am not hopeless.
Mm.
But I'm hopeful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Jesus makes a difference in my life. When I was nothing, he sought me, brought me into his banquet house. His banner over me is love. I have hope that someday, I'll see Jesus face to face. Someday, I'll talk to Jesus. Someday, oh Lord Jesus. Hope! This world would have us to believe there's no hope.
Mm-hmm.
But there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
There's hope in Jesus.
Yes.
For he's not a man that he should lie.
Yes.
His word is true.
Yes.
He's coming back.
Yes.
And he says, I'm coming for you. So Paul writes this letter to encourage the Christians in Rome. He says, not only do you have peace in God because the war is over. Not only are you positioned in God because you have access. But then Paul says in verse 3. Look at verse 3. Not only so, but we glory in tribulation. We glory in tribulation. What a message. We glory in trials.
Mm-hmm.
We glory in hardship.
Mm-hmm.
We glory in the storms.
Yeah.
We glory in tribulation because we are standing on Christ.
Yeah.
I like this because Paul says we glory in tribulation also. Tribulation, trials. Oftentimes the world will ask, why are you so happy? Why are you at peace? When all hell is breaking loose and everybody's disarray and you are at peace.
Mm-hmm.
How is it possible?
Yeah.
How can you be happy?
Push it,
Dad. When the economy will stop.
Mm-hmm.
How can you be happy when your marriage is on the verge of divorce? How can you be happy when the kids are leaving? How can you be happy?
Push it, Dad.
We glory in tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
We rejoice because we know who's in control.
Yeah.
We know when God gets ready.
Yeah.
That's it, bro.
When God gets ready,
that's right.
We have to move. We got to move. Whether you want to move voluntarily or not,
mm-hmm.
you will have to move. Because when God gets ready, you So he says, we glory in tribulation. And tribulation also worketh patience.
Yes, sir.
Patience. Yeah, the Webster defined this word as the ability to wait.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Greek, it's much stronger than that.
Teach that.
It's from a word, upomone.
Yes.
The word means to bear under, to wait, to sit and wait. When things are going bad, just sit and wait.
Yeah.
Because God has everything in control.
Yeah.
Paul says, you grow in tribulation,
yeah,
but tribulation works patience.
Yeah.
Because when you go through the storm,
when the word
then you know what it is.
Yes,
to testify of God's goodness.
Yeah.
You know what it is, yes, to wait on God.
Yeah.
So Paul says, sit down.
Yeah.
And wait.
Let
the storm pass. Because God has your back.
Yeah.
God will take care. Don't worry about the storm. Don't worry about the enemy. Sit down. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He says, we shall mount up with wings like an eagle.
Yeah.
We shall run,
yeah,
and not be weary.
Yeah.
People. Upomone.
Yeah.
Bear under the trials.
Yeah.
Don't give up legacy.
Yeah.
Bear under the trials.
Yeah.
Don't quit.
Yeah.
The quitters are loser.
Yeah.
The losers are quitter.
Yeah.
Come too far to turn back now.
Yeah.
Too much to gain. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Wait.
God.
Yeah.
Under the trials.
Yeah.
It may be long, but not forever.
All right.
The storm will pass.
Yeah.
Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage.
Yeah.
Preach.
Glory.
Mighty
God.
Use him, Lord.
He says, patience. Experience. Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mighty God.
I mean, patience, sir. Experience, here comes experience. Because once patient has been injected in your spirit, experience,
yes,
steps in. Because now you know what you know.
Right.
You are patient.
Yeah.
Paul says,
wait. Yes.
But you know why? Weeping may endure for a night.
Yeah.
Joy comes in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you not heard? The Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
I shall not walk. Have you not heard?
Yeah,
though I walk for the valley of the shadow of death. Fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Yeah.
Have you not heard? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall arise. Have you not heard? A thousand shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not come nigh that dwelling. Behold, with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Have you not heard? You go through the fire, shall not burn you. Flame shall not kindle against you. When you walk through the water, shall not overflow you.
Yes.
Wait upon the Lord.
Yes.
Be of good courage.
Yes.
Wait, I say.
Yes.
The Lord is my light,
yes,
and my salvation.
Yes.
Whom shall I fear?
Yes.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
Yes.
Of whom shall I be afraid?
Yes. Glory.
Yes.
Wait.
Wait.
So impatient, wait.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Nothing is missing you. Wait. For what he says, he will bring it to pass. If God said, I will, he means.
Yeah, my Lord.
Wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
But Paul says, patience, experience, and experience. That word experience is from the word dokimozo.
Mm-hmm.
It means to approve.
Mm-hmm. Teach more.
Teach.
To approve.
Mm-hmm.
When GM made the first vehicle, they did a test run to see if it's road ready. Because if not, it might cost them a lawsuit. So they test it.
Yeah.
And to make sure, tires are aligned. Oh Lord Jesus. To make sure, engine working well. To make sure, when you apply the brake, car stop and not go in. You don't understand. It is to approve.
Yeah.
God take us to trials.
Come on.
Yeah. That's good.
Stop.
You think storm is just because God wants storm in your life? He wants to approve you.
Yeah.
He wants to put the stamp of a seal
yeah.
of approval. He said, yes.
Yeah.
Pass the test.
Yeah.
Have you not considered my servant Job?
That
is an upright man.
Yeah.
He's good. Trying your best.
Yeah.
But he will not curse because of all of it.
Use him.
I've already approved him.
Yeah.
Experience. God wants to approve us.
Yes, he does.
So God is putting us through the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
To burn us on dross.
Mm-hmm.
To purify us.
Yes, sir.
For behind the dross,
yeah.
they are good.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. the gold needs yeah. to surface.
Yeah.
More or less. Some knowledge.
Yeah.
Some feeling.
Yes, sir.
Some knowledge.
Yeah.
Some hatred. Yeah. Some bitterness.
Oh.
Some backbiting.
Yeah. Preach my friend.
Unless it is removed,
yeah.
we will not. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
God wants to
approve
us.
Yeah.
Paul says, experience wisdom, knowledge. Experience is good because having been there, having done that, now you're able to talk with confidence. Say yes.
Yeah.
But I know what you're going through.
Yes, sir.
I know what you're facing.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
But let me tell you. May I tell you something? This is what you need to do in order to survive the trials.
All right.
And so because of the experience I have,
mm-hmm.
I'm not able to communicate uh-huh. with someone who's going through what I've been through. And so I'm better able to speak to you because I have experience. I'm not a novice because I've been there
yeah.
and I know what you're going through. And
yeah.
God wants us to have that approval.
Yeah.
So when he approves you
yeah.
and sends you to the world, you know what it is
yeah.
because
yeah.
you have been there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
It's that experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know the background of history of this church. They were under the leadership of Nero, Emperor of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Nero had this insatiable appetite for architectural design.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to renovate a section at Rome. And so he brought his proposal to the council,
right.
of which was denied. And so Nero turned and set Rome on fire. And he says, the Christians did it. And so hell broke loose in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
The Christians were now persecuted because of one man's lie.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, you gotta wait.
Yeah.
Because this persecution is only gonna make you stronger.
Yeah.
Because when you leave Rome and get to Corinth, oh Lord Jesus, you are better able to preach the gospel
yeah.
because you're suffering in Rome, but when you get to Corinth, you are fully loaded
yeah,
because
yeah.
you have experienced the power of God.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus did it.
Yes.
Ain't nobody up in here did it. Jesus did it.
Say it, brother.
Some folks got the credit.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I did that.
Mm-mm.
You know me.
Mm.
Yeah. It's all about me.
Yeah.
Me, myself, and I. Jesus did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Paul writes to the church in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. He says, none of works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you go to boast?
That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. You will boast.
Yeah.
But I will step up into your stroke of hero, ego, and elevate your point.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jesus did it.
Yeah.
This is God's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He justified us.
Yeah.
He saved us.
Yeah.
He rescued us.
Yeah.
And so he has all claim.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when he said to the Father, Father, all you have given to me, I have kept.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. He has all claim on the church
yeah.
because the church is his precious blood, bride. His blood was shed for the church.
Mm-hmm.
The devil has no claim over the church.
That's right.
Amen.
Jesus has all claim.
Yeah.
And so justification gives us peace with God. We who were at war with God are now experiencing peace with God. And as we experience peace with God, He positions us.
Yes.
So we are standing permanently in the presence of a holy God.
Yes.
And as we stand perfect and permanent, we have reached the place where we need to be patient. We need to sit down and let God work His thing out.
Yes.
It's not your battle. It's the Lord's. Stop fighting God's battle. Sheldon said something this morning, very profound. Sometimes we are friends are going through trials and difficulties and we won't stop it. And sometimes we miss what God wants, what God is doing, and we create a problem whereby we are now fighting God.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm trying join up with all of you guys if you're not fighting God. But if you're fighting God, I'm not in. I'm not going to be on the losing side.
That's right.
Amen.
So now God wants us to sit down and wait.
Yes.
Storm will pass. It may be long, but not forever and ever.
That's right. That's right.
There will be a calm. Weeping may endure for a night. Joy comes in the morning.
Yes.
It will pass. So as we wait on God, we are learning. Because we're getting experience. He's teaching us.
Yes.
Sit and learn. Because what you're seeing now is an experience for you.
Yes.
To better equip you. So when you leave here, you can stand and proclaim the word of God.
Amen.
With boldness. So legacy, Christ did it. We did nothing. We did nothing for ourselves as it relates to our salvation.
Yeah.
He wants us to understand that I got you. You are mine. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always.
Yeah.
He did it. Be encouraged. Wait. Wait on God. Sit down. Watch the storm. Watch the trials. Learn from it because God wants to approve you. He wants to approve you. He wants His stamp of approval upon you. Don't you know there's a certain product, if it does not have the approval, they're not going to distribute it? God's not going to send you out if you're not.
That's all right.
You're not ready for the road. For you have not been approved.
Yes.
So you're going to stay where you are.
Yes.
Until the.
Yes.
Christ did it. He is the one who brought peace in our life. So we can enjoy peace with God. He's the one who positions us in Christ Jesus. He's the one who positions us. And we are standing in the presence of God. And as we stand, let us wait.
Yes.
While waiting, learn something.
Hallelujah.
Learn something. Let us pray. Oh Father and oh God, we thank you again for this day. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your grace, your compassion, your mercy. We thank you because Jesus did it. He justified us. He declares us righteous. And so God, as we have listened to your voice, as we have heard you speak, Lord, because we are listening. We need your approval for ministry. We need your approval for life. We need your approval in this world. So we pray today in the name of Jesus that God, we will apply ourselves to the word of God. And allow the word of God to have its sanctifying effect upon our lives. Because we do not want to be conformed to this world.
Yes.
But we want to be transformed by the renewal of our minds,
our minds must be renewed
mm-hmm.
in order for you to approve us. And so, God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives on the inside. We thank you for the access we have through the Holy Spirit, that we can commune, we can contact you, we can reach you anytime. So now, God, we pray for those who are here who are not well. Pray for your healing power. We pray, oh God, that you bless your people.
Yes, yes.
Raise up your people again to worship you, God. Pray for those who are unemployed to provide jobs. We pray, oh God, for those who are going through different trials and storms, that you allow us to wait on you. Help us to sit down in the Spirit. Sit in the Spirit and wait on you. Be exalted, be the glorified today. Thank you again for your involvement. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.